If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. I hope you're feeling as good as I am as we begin another week. Wow, these weeks are going back. They go as fast for you as they do for me. It's just, it's unbelievable. But it is nice to be here. I always look forward to starting out the week here Monday morning. And, you know, there's, when you buy a book, I mean, it's almost a twist, a hook. I've always talked about that. What's the hook? Why do you want to buy the book? That was the first question that was asked me by my publisher back in the 90s. What's the hook? Well, it's got to be different for other people, but for me, it's the amazing accomplishments of our next guest, and a lot of it is tied in to leadership that she learned as a bartender. And I know it's a long introduction here, but my daughter, between master's degrees in different fields, worked as a bartender. I have to say I wasn't happy about it, but everything worked out just great. Now we'll go here instead of my autobiography. Helen Rothberg, Dr. Helen Rothberg, a PhD, bartended in New York City throughout her academic career. She's consulted with the Fortune 500 companies, startups, nonprofits. She speaks regularly on bartending and leadership at associations, alumni, and student gatherings. She's a dual degree in business and behavioral science, and is a professor of strategy, and I'm sure a master as well, at the School of Management at Marist College. It's the name of the book is The Perfect Mix, Everything I Know About Leadership That I Learned as a Bartender. It's published by Atria Books. Whew, now I'm out of breath. Time to quit. Dr. Rothberg, welcome. It's indeed a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much, Stu. It's a delight to be here.
Yeah, I mean, we were chatting before the show. The reviews on the book, I always try to make sure that the subject will be palatable to people, the quality of the guest is there, and the content is of interest, and it certainly is here. And what was the hook just for me was the bartender, since my job, my daughter, served as that between master's degrees, and I wasn't very happy about it, but you look at it as a perfect experience. Why was it so perfect, and how does it relate to leadership?
Well, when you're a bartender, you have to have many different kinds of skills. It's not just the ability to pour a drink. It's not just the ability to manage a dining room and ring a check. It's also the ability to manage people and to manage situations and to be able to juggle many things at once. And when you have to do that and think on your feet and respond very quickly, you learn so much more than just how much vodka or rum goes with the orange juice.
How many years did you do this?
I bartended for about almost 10 years and 6 years in the restaurant where the book is set, which is Gramercy Park in New York City.
Oh, okay. Very familiar with it. Why didn't you get a master's in bartending?
Oh, I actually think my real PhD is in bartending. Well, I was working on my graduate degrees, and I decided to get a few of them, much like your daughter did. I began to realize that to be successful in business, you had to be more than just a good planner. You also had to understand people and how to get people working together. And I lived on the Lower East Side. I was putting myself through school, and bartending was a great way for me to make cash. Bartenders do pretty well if they do a good job. It was flexible. I could work when school was out. And I really felt that I got to put to practice whatever I was learning in the classroom or from the books I was reading, the papers I was writing. I felt I was using it right there behind the bar.
Really interesting, and I got some of that from my daughter as well, but obviously it wasn't a long time job, but I'm on the same wavelength. I understand it. You talk about the distinction between good managers and good leaders. How do you differentiate the two, and should everyone be a leader? I don't think so.
Oh, what a good question. So good managers are able to get things done through planning and organizing and controlling. They know how to put things together, and they know how to sequence different kinds of activities. Good leaders get things done through people because they understand people really well. They get things done because they have the vision of what's possible, and they're able to actually bring people along with them to excite them about what's next. And that's a very hard thing to do. Very hard thing to do. I like to say a good manager could get things done in the dark. A good leader turns on the light.
Aha, I like that. Is that an original?
It's in the book, actually, yes.
Well, congratulations. I love those originals. Now, in the book, and I want to get people into the bar room, as well as into the classroom, because they're synonymous in this case.
Yes.
You've got a lot of interesting stories. Now, I'm not going to pick one or pick the other because I didn't live it. You did. But could you give us just a couple of interesting anecdotes and how it relates to the book itself?
Sure. So the book is structured around the word advice, because bartenders are supposed to give good advice. Each word means something: action, determination, vision, integrity, communication, and empathy. So I'll give you an anecdote from the determination chapter. So we were working at the bar, and this young lady came to work with us named Gina. And Gina was this beautiful, dark-eyed girl, built like Jessica Rabbit, if you will.
Was she built.
Right, exactly, a big wow. And I called it the assets there, right? Everybody's heads would turn and move like little bobbleheads in the back of a gypsy cab when they saw Gina. They fell in love with her. And Gina was probably the worst waitress working at this bar that we ever had. There was not a drink that she liked to deliver. There was not a table she liked to help clear, and none of us can understand why Gina was working there. And as she created her havoc, you know, she flirted a lot, she worked less, the women patrons got really annoyed. I spoke to the owner, Andrew, about it, and I said, look, we got to get rid of Gina, she's not working. And he said, deal with it, I'm not firing her. And it just didn't make sense. I mean, Andrew Silverman is an incredible restaurateur. He's of the Flatiron Group now in New York City. This was his first restaurant in New York. We did this together, and he was meticulous. Long story short, we had to figure out a way to get Gina to leave. And pretty soon it became apparent that Gina was looking for maybe a guy with a wallet. And we opened up a bar scene after hours on Friday nights. We had Gina hostess and deliver drinks, and we knew some guys who had a friend from the Jersey Shore who was tan and handsome and wore a nice watch, and we asked her to serve him a drink, and she was gone in 3 weeks. So the point of that story is that you know, determination can have a lot of different flavors. It could be toxic. It could have ingenuity, and probably it's better to go with ingenuity. What we found out later was that Gina's brother was going to invest with Andrew in a new restaurant. So if we would have been toxic about it and just pushed her out, that might have hurt that relationship. Because we had some ingenuity and had the determination for her to go on good terms, it worked out just fine.
All right. I'd like, can you stay for another segment?
Sure.
All right. We're just caught at the end of this first one here, so I don't want to formulate a question, except that it will talk about some of the personality relationships that you haven't covered between being a bartender and going on to a successful business career. And the book is The Perfect Mix. Everything I Know About Leadership I Learned as a Bartender. Dr. Helen Rothberg is our guest, and the book is published by Atria Books. And I'm giving this book a recommendation. Some books, it doesn't mean that I don't endorse them, although that's not what I'm here to do. There are other books that I think would provide outstanding benefits for our listeners. So let me put this one in the category as well. And we're going to come back right after a break, continue with the Perfect Mix, and later on in the show, joining us will be Leslie Mittler. And you can go to earlystagecareers.com to see what that's about. Or you can wait till the bottom of the hour. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
All right, Guy Mitchell, one of my all-time favorite songs, and we are rejoined by Dr. Helen Rothberg, bartendering her way through her academic career, and I find it, I find this subject particularly interesting. Well, what about some of the dangerous, this is the issue I had with my daughter. I never get angry, and I never say, you can't do this or you can't do that, because they're they're so well disciplined and developed the positive positive personalities, morality, et cetera, when they were young. But I think this is maybe the most annoying thing. Well, wasn't that a dangerous experience for you?
Well, it's interesting you would ask that, because I think any kind of organizational experience could be dangerous. But sure, you know, I had situations, there's a chapter in the book about a barroom brawl. And as true with any kind of difficulty you find yourself in, you know, you have to think quickly, you've got to keep your head about you. And I'll be honest, I was very deliberate about the place that I chose to work. I investigated the neighborhood, and I chose a bar that was around the corner from the police academy. So that way I knew if I got into any kind of sticky business, I could pick up the phone, and within minutes I'd have the boys in blue over there. So that helped manage it some. But to tell you the truth, Stu, I grew up on the Lower East Side during a kind of tumultuous time, and I felt pretty confident in being able to recognize when things would get heated and being able to diffuse them. Now, the chapter in the book about the barroom brawl, obviously I wasn't paying enough attention. You know, one thing about communication is that people say one thing and they do another, and you've got to watch their face and actions. But I always kept a baseball bat behind the bar just in case. I always had good people working with me. And when things start to tilt, you'd be surprised how many people who work in a bar and a restaurant sense it right away. And how we diffused probably 95% of those situations.
What do you recommend? Obviously, you don't expect, and neither do I expect, people go out and do their training, their internships at bars. But what have you taken in terms of the subject of talented employees, owners, or bosses? What have you taken with you that you still use today?
Wow. That's a great question, Stu. There's a lot that I've taken with me that I still use today. The first thing is that you really have to understand the people that you work with. And a lot of people have a lot of really good qualities, and some of them are less, let's say, upfront about what those qualities might be. And everybody has a story. You can't judge people just because they might behave a way that you are not familiar with or that you don't approve of, because there might be something behind that. And if you get to know that person better, you could work with them better and really help make them shine. So I would say that's one thing. The second thing I take with me is that you really have to pay attention. And paying attention doesn't just mean watching what's going on around you. It also means listening to what people say, giving them the opportunity to finish a sentence before you jump in, so you can really understand where they're coming from and what a situation looks like. And the third biggest thing I take with me is most people will really be appreciative if you make an effort on their behalf. If you give somebody good service, if you get your work done on time, if you are meticulous about what you turn into a superior or a client, if you put in that extra effort, and if you can do it with good humor and an even temper, it will go a long way.
You put together an interesting package, something pragmatic, something understandable that would help people starting up businesses, whether entrepreneurs, and then I guess you can say everybody's an entrepreneur in his or her own right the way business is today. But you've got a particular brand of advice. That's kind of the acronym lead up I'm going for here. Can you run through that, the advice aspect?
Sure. So because I believe leaders like bartenders know when to step back and when to step in, or when to shake things up, right, or when to stir, or when to just serve something neat. And because they could do all of that, they could read a situation, they could give great advice. So advice is action. When you have an opportunity to do something, to do more and say less, to prove what you're about, take it. Determination. Get things done, but do it with good humor and do it without poisoning the environment around you. Vision. Understand what's possible and reach for something bigger than where you are now and bring people along with you. Integrity. I, from advice. Be honest. Tell the truth. It's as simple as that. Communication. You have to realize that communication is with your eyes and with your ears and with your body language, as well as other people. So you have to really pay attention to read a situation well. And then empathy. To be a good leader, you also have to care. You have to care about the people around you. You have to care about the implications of your decisions. And you have to care about yourself. So that's really my cocktail, if you will, for leadership, about advice, about being very deliberate and mindful about the actions you take.
Dr. Rothberg, were there any relationships that you cultivated bartending that you have maintained today in your business practice?
Sure. Well, it's interesting. Some of them have had a bit of a hiatus and come back, but I do have a relationship with the owner of, it was then Cincinnati's in the Maryland Crab House, Andrew Silverman, who has the Flatiron Group in New York, many restaurants there. Lovely guy. And there are different people who I became friends with along the way, a fellow named Bobby, a girl named Kirsten, who we've kind of come in and out of each other's lives. But whenever something came up in their business and they needed advice, they'd give me a shout. As kids, as different patrons that I've had children have grown up and now are, you know, getting ready to go to college, people will call me and ask me about college. It's really pretty interesting. It runs the gamut. But mostly the people that I engage with still from that day is about looking in on their businesses and seeing if they're doing all they can to not only make it great for themselves, but also to make it great for the people they work for and the environments that their companies work in.
All right. In about 15 seconds, do you have a closing comment you'd like to make?
I do. Thank you for the opportunity. The best way to lead people is to first lead yourself. So with all the advice in the book, if you take it to become the best that you can be, you'll then be able to help others become the best that they can be.
All right. Great advice, Dr. Helen Rothberg, the perfect mix. Everything I know about leadership, I learned as a bartender. It's been great having you on.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back and continue on business. This is Stu Taylor.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra, Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
Mr. Sandman.
All right, we're back for our final segment in this. I guess that right now when you look at the political scene, both sides are just aggravated. It's not what you typically see in the political environment. One side's happy, the other side's not, and then it switches and it goes on and on. The Democrats are never, ever, ever, ever under any condition except the presidency of Donald Trump. The people who won't accept the presidency for various reasons, whether they're not narcissistic, for reasons of hatred of Trump, hatred of the system, the thought of conservatives taking over philosophically from liberals, and I mean it's a mix of a whole bunch of things. They're never going to be happy. I'm not happy. I was enjoying the first few days of the presidency and seeing action that was taken. And Trump is, you know, he's signing on to a lot of bills, doing a lot of things, and everybody expects something done every day. And then the critics come out. They haven't accomplished anything. They haven't done anything. It reminds me of the original health bills that were put and other bills on Harry Reid's desk, and if they were from Republicans, he just throw them out, put them under the desk. There is an extraordinary double standard here. And I think the kind of the personification of all of this may be demonstrated with Mueller, who's been hired as a special investigator to investigate Trump on Russian. There was an investigation. There wasn't. Who's lying? Comey, Trump. And the bottom line was, and it looks like it's coming to the fact that where else do you go on the Russian probe? So Mueller is going to obstruction of justice with Comey. Given my position here, many days, and also the position of most top lawyers, there was no obstruction. The president has a right to do what he did. There was no evidence of any wrongdoing, and it doesn't make any difference. I mean, what's interesting here are the rules, that if the Republicans have to begin an investigation or begin an indictment in the interest of a conviction, they have to have proof that is beyond anything. Example, Hillary Clinton. I mean, is there any doubt in the world that this woman is guilty of many things and should be behind bars? I think the same thing of Barack Obama, but I think he's so well shielded by the public and his shadow government that it's never going to happen there unless we can move up the ladder from Loretta Lynch, who I look as maybe the key pin of this. I mean, she should be in prison. What can I tell you? No, it wasn't only the Tom Ack story. It was threatening corporations who were going to make critical remarks of blacks. It's just, it's incredulous. It's unbelievable. Then when you have it compounded by these nitwits on MSNBC and CNN, Larry O'Donnell, Joy Reid, if you haven't seen her, take an aspirin and sit and watch this bimbo, this nut. They come out with the most wild and crazy things. You know why? Because they can't come up with anything that's pertinent or will have a bearing on the case. So they just manufacture things every single day. Trump has it right. It's a witch hunt. And he keeps fueling the fires. I mean, that's what I keep saying about him. He's fueling the fires. So we're dealing with this every day. So in one statement, Mueller comes out and says he hasn't decided whether to investigate Trump. I mean, I would like to know for what. And now the criticism is coming out. If you look at today's news, Barack Obama can go out for $400,000. Hillary and Bill can get $1 million just to show up. But now it's not what the market accepts, is it? Kellyanne Conway wants $75,000 to $100,000 to speak at a corporate event. Okay. You know, if she's worth it in the eye of the sponsor, fine, that's different. There is no collusion. There's no getting behind the scenes with Russians to arrange this. And she's not a member of government anyway. The comments keep coming out from expert lawyers that Trump is not being investigated for obstruction. I think everybody is really, really confused at this point. And it's obviously something somewhere. However, my thing is, I think the people who should be investigated are Loretta Lynch and James Comey. I mean, that's an unholy relationship as well. Meanwhile, Trump, in doing all these excellent things, he did another one that's great, and it's not major headlines, except perhaps in a critical sense, that he has reversed Barack Obama's anti-American Cuban policy. And at the same time, he's come up with a very sensible statement to say he'd like to help individual Cubans. I don't think anybody, other than your worst racists, have any objection to helping decent people all around the world, not just Cuba. The point is, it's called capital and human resources. We are incapable of doing it. I've always said, and I sound like a selfish, you know what, take care of United States citizens first. And unless it's in the interest of our security, you're going to have to just pull the horns back and stop it. Use the money. Reduce pork barrel spending. Give tax cuts. Build the wall. All of these things are so critically important. And most Democrats, they couldn't care less or they project that. I just gave some things that triggered my response here. Do not miss Tuesday morning. Senator Tom Coburn will be here about cleaning up Washington. He's got a brand new book out. I'm sorry, I don't have the title in front of me. Senator Tom Coburn, if you've listened to these shows for years, will know that he's always been one of my very favorite senators. He's a medical doctor. He retired from Congress a couple years ago. He is a legitimate, decent person. I could only find a couple of more whom I would give the same compliment to. So I'm thrilled to have Senator Tom Coburn on this show. And he'll be on, that's right, he'll be on here tomorrow. So Angus King, I mean, you talk about strange ducks in business. Angus King is a strange duck. I mean, the guy mystifies me. At one point, I think, boy, he's really sensible and he's on the right. And his wife, who's not making enough money, is working as a waitress in a restaurant in Maine. And just kind of an interesting guy. And he keeps coming out and coming out against Trump. He's an independent. Talks that the investigation into Russian collusion is not over. He may be the definition of a psychopath, sort of. Or someone in the vein who is schizophrenic. More than, let me say schizophrenic, cross out psychopathic. Where it's the case of there are different classifications, I don't know if there are now, but there used to be when I studied it, that the simple schizophrenic is more dangerous than the others because he looks and appears so normal. I just wonder if that applies to Angus King. Sometimes he's a great guy, he's really been bashing Trump. Trump really praised him at some meeting the other day. The mysteries of politics, and what I think fuels the mystery of politics, is not that you pick a whole lot of people on one side and say, boy, they're always on that issue, or a whole lot on the other. There are these flip-flops, but when it comes to the vote, Democrats and Republicans don't have the guts to vote their individual minds. Coming back about careers, early stage careers, with Leslie Mittler.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever. At Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
All right, a very pressing subject, a very, very important subject. It's our future. We're our kids today are going to lead us. Where our millennials are taking us, and certainly a lot of concern. The only thing I can say is I'm glad I'm not one of those young people starting out right now. I wouldn't know what to do, but there is someone who does know what to do. Her name is Leslie Mittler. She's one of the co-founders of Early Stage Careers with offices in New York and the Hamptons. I want to give the website out because I think it's really critical for everybody to look at because we're all attached to young people. It's earlystagecareers.com. And She is here to join us this morning to give us some input. Good morning, Leslie. It's great to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I've kind of built up this perception of millennials into several groups. One is I feel terrible for those who either are underfunded, can't find opportunities, grow up with adversity. I mean, there are always those. Tremendous respect for those who overcome the hurdles. And then I have this kind of basic antipathy for those who are grown up with under spoiled parents who give them anything and they don't feel that there's a sense of anything. It's all except in entitlement. And a lot of this falls on the parents as well. What's your perspective on the current state of millennials seeking careers?
Well, listen, I think that there are a lot of wonderful millennials out there, even if they've grown up under, you know, more ideal circumstances. They still have wonderful values. They have parents who really want to encourage them to be independent, confident, work hard, get out there and learn. And generally, the people who come to us at Early Stage Careers are the ones who think it's really important that their children, their young adults, learn these life skills about how to get internships and how to get their first jobs at college graduation.
Yeah, I have two daughters who are older now, but they went through many, many internships. And, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how beneficial it was when going out into the work world to find out how to navigate the waters. What does the current job market look like right now for college graduates?
Okay, so there's some good news here. This year, employers are going to hire 5% more grads from the class of 2017 than the class of 2016. And 39% of them are going to pay a starting salary of in excess of $50,000. But, you know, when you peel back the skin, what you have to look at is that many of the increase in jobs is primarily in the STEM areas, and that sort of goes along with the higher compensation numbers that we're seeing. So, you know, I love this statistic. 2% of millennials feel unprepared for the workforce when they graduate from college. 2%. And a great percentage of hiring managers feel that they are totally unprepared, somewhere in the 90s. So there's a big skew between what students think in terms of their readiness for the job market and what employers think. And the reason is because it's not all about academics. It's about, as you mentioned, with your kids having internships, and I'm a parent of millennials, so my kids went through the same thing. They need to have that mix of academic and practical work experience.
So I'd just like to mention this from a personal standpoint, and you can either corroborate it or reject it. I see so many kids and talk to so many young people. They really don't know where to go, and that's not unusual. I still don't know where to go. And my general recommendation to them is sales. I don't care what you're selling. Because you know why? We're selling all day and all night. We're selling ourselves. And if you take the knowledge you gain and how to do this, you can apply it to any vocation that's out there. Your comment on that.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's funny that you say that because the two top functions that employers are hiring for this year are IT and customer service. So customer service is kind of in that sales realm. So, you know, over 20% or closer to 30% of positions out there are in customer service and sales. But the more important thing is to get the attributes that are going to be important to future employers. So if you get the skills that future employers are looking for, the things like teamwork, like problem solving, strong communication skills, strong leadership skills, analytical and problem-solving skills, then that will give you the ability to, you know, pivot in your career to other kinds of jobs because you have the skills that they're looking for and you can more easily develop the knowledge. I mean, we just are not looking at a job market where people grow in a linear pattern like they did, you know, like their parents did in their careers. So, you know, it's not unusual to pivot in your career, but the way that you're going to pivot is to gain those skills that employers are looking for so that they can teach you a new function. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. What can be difficult is the pressure that society exerts upon people. Not everybody should go to... I'm making a statement, but I want you to respond since you're the expert. Not mm-hmm. everybody should go to college. I see more and more technical schools with opportunities, and I don't want to make it political, but Trump is looking to do a lot to provide these opportunities for kids who don't have the desire, the resources, the intellect, to move on to a knowledge-based society. That's one sector. I'd like to go the other way here and talk about college graduates who think they can jump right into industry, and I'm not saying that they can't, but if you, for example, get a bachelor's degree and then you get a master's degree in between the two, how about some good, hard, practical experience on the outside? Two scenarios.
I'm a believer in that. In fact, you know, my own son, who, when he graduated from college, wanted to go to graduate school, and I insisted, you know, on taking 3 years off and working out there to make sure that you know why you're going back to graduate school, and then when you come out of graduate school, you have the maturity and the savvy and the business experience to really launch your career and accelerate in it. So I completely agree with that. But did you want to get back to the point about apprenticeships and you know, do you need to go to college these days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think that you bring up a really good point, and that's why we're seeing all of these coding schools, because coding is a great skill, that lots of people can learn and very, very valuable, very highly sought after, and does not require a college degree to get a job. And in fact, I recently read something about Google and the fact that they're hiring a lot more employees that don't have college degrees.
All right, got it. Good point to end on. I wish we had more time. This is such an expansive subject. Leslie Mittler, co-founder of Early Stage Career. Go to earlystagecareers.com. Leslie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. I want to thank everyone for listening. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.